I was watching Stephen Colbert before I came into work. He had Allison Janney on, and they were doing a dramatic reading of Bad Medicine by Bon Jovi. Of the lyrics, and Allison Janney was talking about how she kind of misheard the lyrics. So that's why I wanted to bust out the old misheard lyrics thing. Vic, do you have any of those we can do a little bit later on?
Whoa, what did we talk about?
Misheard lyrics. Like you think there's a bad moon on the rise. Some people say it's okay. There's a bathroom on the right. Save them, Vic. Save it for later.
I missed the best one ever in life. It was my kid, and I can't remember the song, but I walked in and he was singing a song, and the words he was saying, the lyrics were, "The eyeballs roll around on a paper plate." So whatever song he heard, that's what he thought.
He thought it was "The eyeballs roll around on a paper plate."
To a T, that's what he's
saying. Okay, we're going to find out what that is later.
Hilarious.
That's a tease right there.
Should have wrote it down.
Esmeralda, you got some, right? Misheard lyrics?
I probably do. Last time they came up as
we were. That's what's going to happen. So we'll open up the phone lines and the text lines and all that stuff. All right. So misheard lyrics. Now we have to find out what was the we have to try and find out what Vic's son was singing with eyeballs rolling on a paper plate or something like that. We gotta try to find. Let's put that out there to the world. And by the way, your misheard lyrics 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can talk or text. What lyrics have you misheard in a song? But we have to try to find this song with eyeballs rolling around on a paper plate. What could that be?
I need to hear the tune of it.
Yeah, the melody?
Right.
Yeah. Maybe it's a song by Saigon Kick.
I hope so. I really hope so.
That would be something if it was actually a song by Saigon Kick. And it's called Eyeballs on a Paper Plate. That's actually the title. All right, we have to find that. All right, but what about you? Have you ever? All right, here we have some. Are you ready for a couple to hear?
Yes.
All right, Esmeralda. This is Shania Twain. Okay? "You're Still the One." Okay? So here's the lyric. The actual lyric is, "Looks like we made it." All right?
Looks like we made it.
Now, they thought it was, "Looks like we mated." M-A-T-E-D.
I could hear that. I could see that.
Looks like we made it.
Yeah, it looks like we did. Maybe we didn't, but it looks like we did.
I mean, it works.
Yeah. All right. Now, this one Dan is going to be very upset about, because how can you mishear lyrics to this song, right, Dan?
Yeah, this is stupid.
And it's a Saigon Kick. No, I'm kidding. No, this is, Dan, you know, Celine Dion, "My Heart Will Go On."
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact that someone misheard these lyrics offends you deeply.
Right. I mean, how have you not spent the few minutes, hours, whatever, reading those lyrics?
Great.
Yeah.
All right, well, the lyric is, "I believe the heart does go on." Correct, Dan? That's the actual lyric.
Right.
"I believe the heart does go." By the way, for those of you who are not familiar, Dan loves this song. Unironically.
Right.
Right, Dan? You're not being
beautiful.
A hipster?
Nope. Okay. Haven't seen Titanic. Love this song.
Have not seen Titanic. And as we discovered yesterday, there's a director's cut of Titanic that's apparently 12 hours long. So has not seen the movie, but unironically, absolutely loves the song. So, "I believe the heart does go on." Okay. All right, Esmeralda, are you ready for what?
Yeah, what could they have possibly thought it was?
Well, there's... I got to say, I think this one's pretty great. Listen closely.
Stupid.
This is... Dan's getting upset, but I think this is very funny. All right, you ready? They think... The misheard lyric is, "I believe the hot dog goes on."
What?
"I believe that the hot dogs go on."
I am forever going to think that that's the lyric. She believes that the hot dogs go on.
I can hear it.
You can hear it. Of course you can. Now it's because it's been supplanted into our brains And now the lyric is, I believe that the hot dog goes on.
Hot dogs weren't even invented yet.
Sure they were.
They were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay then.
They probably weren't served on that Titanic, though.
Yeah, they were. They were served down in the basement where everybody was drunk.
So maybe...
Is that in the movie?
No, there's... I mean, there is a... It's not a basement. What do you call it? What do you call the...
Poop deck?
No, the poop deck is outside. That's what you swab. You don't call it a basement.
The Briggs?
I'm going to go down to the
Maritime
basement of the poop...
vocabulary here on
WGR. They're going to go down to the basement of the boat where the fuse box is. No, what... What the hell is it called?
Luckily, someone else did actually Google what is the basement of a ship called.
Oh, all right.
And they call it the bilge.
Okay, the bilge. All right, there's a scene, Dan, in the movie, if you've not seen it, where all the poor people, the stowaways and all the people who work on the boat, the immigrants and stuff, they all get hammered and they dance down in the base or the bilge. So that's where they'd serve the hot dogs.
And then once the ship sank, they... went on and they floated in the ocean.
I mean, what is he? Is she eating a foot long hot dog? What the hell was this person thinking?
I'm here.
I believe that the hot dogs go on.
I'm sorry, but I think that's great. The hot dogs go on. In the basement of the Titanic. Oh, man. All right. We got to take a break. We'll come back. More misheard lyrics. What about you guys? What songs do you sing wrong? 312-981-7200. Yeah. Saigon. Kick. All I Want Is You. It's funny. I remember both of those songs. I have to say I do. And I never bought a Saigon Kick album because I was too busy buying their Brothers from Canada Saga. I wonder if they ever toured together, Saga and Saigon Kick. Man, oh man. Is that part of my lineup for the Nick DiGilio Fest with Flickerstick and Saga?
Yeah, of course.
Who was the other ones that we were gonna? Wasn't there another?
Oh, Ready for the World.
Ready for that's right. Let me love you down. Yeah. Be a hell of a lineup, man. All right, so evidently we have boat experts listening to the show. Texters and listeners were letting us know that the steerage is where the third-class passengers rode, and the bilge is below that near the boiler room. Okay. I'm sure that's explained in the movie.
Now, I want to know, were there hot dogs?
I would say yes.
And did they go on?
The hot dogs went on. Yes, clearly we just heard from Celine Dion's mouth that the hot dogs went on. All right. Let's fly jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, buddy.
Long time no speak.
Yeah.
My guess for the...
Vic's song?
Vic's song is Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol.
Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol. Does that sound... Vic's in the newsroom doing news stuff. So we'll see if that's...
His son said Eyes on a Plate.
Eyes on a Paper that's Plate. No, no, yeah, that might be it.
Yeah, that's
eyes,
what I think
eyes,
is.
Eyeballs on a paper plate, eyes without a face.
That's what I think.
Ooh, that's a good guess, Bob.
Well, we'll see.
All right, thank
hey,
you, Nick, Bob.
Did,
yep.
Did you hear Chris Sale is adding a cutter to his repertoire?
Did you see some of the jerseys at Comiskey last night, Bob?
No, I didn't.
There's a bunch of people who showed up with one guy had a Sale jersey and it had like stitches all over it. Like they had put fake stitches all over it. Another guy actually cut up his Sale jersey and kind of scotch taped it back together. That was pretty funny stuff.
Well, maybe they'll have scissor night at Wrigley Field.
Maybe they will. All right, Bob. Thanks, man.
See you Friday.
All right. So eyes, Eyes without a face might be the eyeball paper plate. That's
I don't know if his son is listening to Billy Idol.
I don't know. You don't know how he raises him. We know Vic's nuts. Oh, here he comes to the mic, and he's going to punch me right in the mouth. Hi, Vic. We were just talking about what a great dad you are.
I was over there writing the news, and Esmeralda took the words out of my mouth. It was a good guess, but I seriously doubt my son was listening to
Billy Idol. How old was he?
When it happened, he was probably five, and it actually came up in conversation the other day, and he remembers that moment where I busted him, and I'm like, what did you just say?
Do you remember at all how it went?
No, I just remember the words. The song? No, I honestly don't. But I think if I quiz him, pick his brain, he'll remember the song. He remembers the moment when I came into the living room and I busted him. What did you just say? Eyeballs on paper plate. No.
We have to find out what this song
you
is.
You have to write those moments down, parents.
So you said he was five. So how many years ago was that? Then
it's like 6 years ago.
All right. So like 2007,
8 years, whatever. No, okay. I'm kidding.
All right. So it's like 2010.
Yeah.
He was listening to a song in 2010.
Oh, now you're getting, yeah.
Okay. So it clearly would not be Billy Idol.
No.
If it was just, so.
That was a good guess, but no.
Was this on the radio?
Yeah, I think it must have been.
So in 2010 on the radio, a song that involves eyeballs on a paper plate.
And it's really close.
It's close to what the actual lyrics
like it
are.
It sounds, you know, it's close. It was hilarious.
All right. I just want to, before we break here for the news, which is coming up in just about a minute, we got one more misheard lyric to do real quick. But I just want to mention what an unbelievable producer Dan Chigrou is. I don't often give this guy enough credit.
Wait. It's not for you. It's for Celine. Right? So you can cut this off right here. Because if it was Celine Dion, I would have let it go. If it wasn't Celine Dion, I would have let it go. But this is a travesty that must be corrected.
All right. Well, we'll talk about this after the news, but Dan gave me the first class menu that was served to the dining saloon on the Titanic, April 14th, 1912. So I have the menu.
Unbelievable.
All right. We'll find out whether that song is right or not. All right, really quick one. Metallica, one. Tied to Machines That Make Me Be. Tied to Machines That Make Me Be is the lyric.
Tied to Machines That Make Me Be.
What do you think the misheard lyric is, Esmeralda?
I'm not sure. Is it something about urinating?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The misheard lyric, they think, is tied to machines that make me pee.
Tied to machines that make me pee.
That's right.
It's a day at the doctor? Is that what?
That's all it is. All right, we're going to break. News is in 14 seconds. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. I love this song. 872 area code for Two for Tuesday, a little Sharday, Sweetest Taboo. You know who loved that song? Hey, listen. Sharday rules. I was just listening to her last night with acting mayor Eugene Sawyer. We were in the steerage.
Of the Odyssey?
Of the Odyssey, because that's where he met only acting mayor Eugene Sawyer. Hey, listen, you know who was on the Odyssey last night? Who, Joe? Only acting mayor Eugene Sawyer. Wow. Oh. Sharday. Two for Tuesday. 872 area code. All right. 312-981-7200. Talk and text. We're talking misheard lyrics. There is a website called kissthisguy.com, which is people posting their stories about songs that they misheard. And it's a really fun website. You can read all the misheard lyrics there. And it's kissthisguy.com. Now, before we get back to that, we are going to clear this up. She believes that the hot dogs go on. I happen to have the first class menu has served in the first-class dining saloon of the Titanic on April 14th, 1912. Hot dogs were around in 1912. Of course they were. First course, hors d'oeuvres, oysters. Second course, consommé, cream of barley. Third course, poached salmon with sauce and cucumbers. Fourth course, filet mignon, sauté of chicken lyonnaise, vegetable marrow farci. Fifth course, lamb with mint sauce, roast duckling, applesauce, or sirloin of beef with potatoes. Green pea, creamed carrots, boiled rice. Sixth course, punch romaine. Seventh course, roast squab and cress. Eighth course, cold asparagus vinaigrette. Ninth course, pâté de foie gras and celery. And tenth course, Waldorf pudding, peaches in chartreuse jelly, chocolate and vanilla eclairs, and French ice cream.
That's right.
11th course, hot dogs.
Texter made a good point that considering its travel zone, it probably would have been bangers, not hot dogs that they were serving up. Also, those rich, that's also, the, we don't know, obviously the steerage probably did not get a meal.
No.
Because the 1% up there were keeping it all to themselves.
I mean, did you hear all the food that they had in there?
Ridiculous.
I bet you they took a bite and then threw it away.
Yeah. The thing sunk because there's all the damn food on board. That's why it sunk. Man, that's a hell of a meal right there. Well, I mean, it was their last, so it should have been a good one. You know what everybody brings up, Dan? You haven't seen the movie, but everybody brings up the fact that there was plenty of room for Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio on the damn door.
I've seen the pictures, yeah, of that couple that showed, like, the 12 different ways he could have fit on.
Yeah, I mean, he could have got on there. And then she goes and throws the damn thing in the lake. Not the lake. She didn't throw it in the lake. It was actually an ocean. She threw. What was the name of the damn necklace? Wasn't it called Heart of the Ocean? Heart of the Night? It was Heart of something, because wasn't it shaped like a heart? The necklace thing that she whipped into the sea?
Blue Heart of the Ocean?
There it is. Gloria Stewart, man, she had a hell of an arm. She gunned that thing right off the poop deck. I believe she was listening to Saigon Kick when that happened. So anyway, here's more misheard lyrics. 312-981-7200. How about this one? Pat Benatar. You got to love Pat Benatar. I love Pat Benatar. She rules. I went on my 40th birthday. I went to see Pat Benatar at the House of Blues. That was how I celebrated my 40th. I figured, you know, I'm turning 40. I think it's appropriate to go see Pat Benatar. And we ended up in a private box at the House of Blues. It's pretty awesome. The problem is Neil Girardo, her husband. Like, when she was sort of on the comeback trail, you know, because her career pretty much ended in the 90s. It was kind of pretty much over at that point. And she became, like, a nostalgia act, which is fine. But then, you know, like, her husband was like, you know, from now on we're going to be Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo. So he kind of, like, you know, and then, like, he would talk, like, during half the show, because I've seen Pat Benatar a bunch of times. In the 80s, the guy never said a word. I saw Pat Benatar like 7 times in the 80s, and the guy, he was just Neil Girardo. And then, like, as the years went by, he decided that he was, you know, going to speak. Like, I don't want to hear you. I didn't come to hear you. I came to see your wife, man. Not you. Shut up. That was my only complaint on the 40th birthday, the time when I saw him on the 40th birthday, was he just, like, Neil, shut up. We acknowledge that you wrote some songs. You wrote a lot of great songs with your wife, but we're here to see her, not you. So shut your mouth. By the way, Pat Benatar weighs about 7 pounds. She is so tiny. Esmeralda, have you ever seen Pat Benatar up close or anything?
I don't know. No, I have not.
She is so tiny, and she still kicked that pimp's ass in Love Is a Battlefield. Didn't matter.
When you do shoulder,
that you
moves.
Do the shoulder shimmy. That's it, man. I love that video, man. I love that video so much. You know, like she's doing the shoulder shimmy and the guy with his gold tooth. the pimp with his gold tooth. Anyway, so Pat Benatar, this is Hit Me With Your Best Shot. The lyric is Hit Me With Your Best Shot. So let's see what, and then I'll let you know what the misheard lyric is. By the way, if you want to jump in with any of the misheard lyrics, 312-981-7200, talk and text. Okay. Here's what this is a little bit of a stretch, I got to say. The hot dogs, I can see. This is a little bit of a stretch. They think it's Hit Me With Your Pet Shark. Hit Me With Your Pet Shark.
I mean, it's going to have to be a tiny one.
Well, I don't know.
Sharks are heavy.
I don't know.
And large.
Yes, they are. Boy, and if you hit Pat Benatar with a large shark, she's going to go flying about 300 feet, considering she weighs 8 pounds. There. Hit me with your pet shark.
I don't really hear it.
It's a funny image.
Right. No.
Somebody with a shark chasing Pat Benatar around.
Like one of them nurse sharks, I would imagine.
Yeah. Okay. Van Halen. Now, Van Halen, there are a lot of misheard lyrics in the world of Van Halen. But David Lee Roth is not, you know, the clearest enunciator in the history of singing. You know, there's a lot of that. Like, I don't understand, you know. This one, though, I think is a little, this one's kind of pushing it. Like, for instance, the one that I always bring up that my friend believed was that in the song Jump, and I always bring this one up when we talk about misheard lyrics because this is one of my favorites of all time. And this guy literally still sang the lyric, even when he found out it wasn't the right lyric. But it was, the lyric is, "Can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst thing you've seen." He thought the lyric was, "Can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. I eat the worst things you've seen. Oh, don't you see what I mean?" So, like, if you're thinking about it, so you're supposed to visualize David Lee Roth leaning against a jukebox, you know, eating worms or something. So, yeah, I eat the worst things you've seen is what he thought the lyric was. I'm like, it's not I eat the worst things you've seen. Anyway, here's from Panama, where they misheard the lyric Panama. 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 Okay. It was misheard as padded bra. Padded bra. Panama. Panama. Yeah, that's not, no.
Yeah, I don't hear it.
That sounds like Panama. Yeah. Now, you can find, if you go through, you know, the catalog of Van Halen, you're bound to find at least 10, 12 misheard lyrics because of David Lee Roth. That's not one of them, unfortunately. Doesn't that just sound like Panama, Esmeralda?
Yeah, no, I don't hear padded bra at all.
Padded bra! Padded bra! Oh.
Although, I mean, it would, it's along what they write about, so.
Sure.
But no.
Now, you ever see Van Halen live?
I have not.
I saw him a couple times. They're insane live.
Now, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
I saw David. No. That's not. Van Halen is not. There is no Van Halen without David Lee Roth.
Okay.
That's not Van Halen. That's a different thing. That's a no. Anyway, now is Sammy Hagar going to call in? Sammy Hagar hasn't called in a long time. It's been a long time since Sammy Hagar. Because Sammy Hagar's got to get up around 4:30 in the morning every Saturday now. That's why.
Isn't it the other way around? Like, doesn't he just stay up?
He just stays up.
He just stays up.
Tequila! Yeah. Those are always gold. Every one of those calls, when we would get the Van Halen call, when we get the Sammy Hagar calls, Radio Hall of Fame.
That was how Dumont discovered you guys, right?
That's what it was. He discovered us, yeah.
Hi, Bruce, by the way.
How you doing, Bruce? He's on hold right now listening.
Is he in Philadelphia? Because he was in Cleveland last
week. I don't think he's in Philadelphia.
Okay.
I think he fights for the team that was in Cleveland, and he's not.
Cavaliers?
That's right. He doesn't like the 76ers.
Congratulations on your championship win.
All right. Hey, we got a break here. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200.
We might have an answer for Vic's son after the break.
Uh-oh. We might have an answer for Vic's son. Dan, can you see if you can find the menu on the Hindenburg? Can you do that? Maybe they had hot dogs on the Hindenburg. I don't know. Okay, here's your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Today, sunny, high near 81. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 70. Tomorrow, wild card Wednesday. Sunny, high near 80. Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 77. And for Friday, more rain possible and a high near 76. See, now these are livable temperatures that we're talking about now. Not that nonsense from last week.
Do you have your air on right now?
No. I only have it on when I'm, like, when I go into the bedroom, I'll turn it on. Or, like, if I'm going to go to bed and it's warm, I'll turn it on about an hour before I go into bed. Have it on, and then I go in the bedroom so it's nice and cool with the fan blasting at my face.
Sleep on top of an ice cube as well?
I do, yes. A large
block of ice.
You ever see The Thing?
Is your bed like shipped like the Titanic?
And he eats hot dogs on it.
That go on and on?
I sleep on that actual door in the ice water that Kate Winslet was on. That's how I sleep. I know to wake up when my limbs are purple. That's when I know I'm like, my lips are purple. Current temperature 70. What's going on, man? What the hell is happening now?
It's only Tuesday.
I know, it's only Tuesday, and this is like a Thursday show right now. It's only gonna, you know, Ted Ramey's insane. We're gonna have him on the show tomorrow. It's gonna get worse. Sade, baby. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Little Sade, your love is king. Sade with her 8-head. All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're talking about misheard lyrics. You hear the song, you sing along, you think you know what you're singing, but you find out, nope. here's some more. And we want to hear from you. We got some texts coming in. I'll read a few of those coming up. And we will find out. We have a guess as to what. Now, Dan, we do have a guess as to what song Vic's son was singing.
Multiple texters suggesting
something. Okay. We'll find out after the 4 o'clock news report what these texters and listeners think it might be. Eyeballs on a paper plate. Okay. You ready for the next one, Esmeralda?
Yes.
It's my future ex-wife.
Which one?
Madonna.
Okay. There's so many.
I know, but she's like my original future ex-wife.
Okay.
La Isla Bonita. And the lyric is, "Last night I dreamt of San Pedro." This song rules, by the way. "Last night I dreamt of San Pedro."
Last night I dreamt of San Pedro.
Okay. You want to hear what they think it is?
What is it?
"Last night I dreamt of a bagel."
Last night I dreamt of some bagel.
I hear the S, so I can't.
Yeah. Some
Maybe
bagels.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
some bagel.
Some bagel.
Oh, sun bagel?
Yeah, some bagel.
Oh, right. Those sun bagels.
"Last night I dreamt of some bagel."
So, yeah, sure. There it is. Use that on the next ad campaign. Get Madonna for your next ad campaign. Went really well for Pepsi. You guys remember when she did the Pepsi ad? You guys do?
Well, I've seen it just in stuff.
Yeah.
It's for like a prayer, right?
Yeah.
I heard she got the money.
Oh, she got paid.
Yeah,
I mean,
like
they
didn't take it back, so whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, but it was like...
Good for her.
Well, you know. She's the queen, man.
She gave them stuff. It's like
she did. She gave them.
I made you a commercial.
She gave them an insanely inappropriate commercial. Like, what is at that point one of the most controversial videos of all time? Like,
what was okay? Was Papa Don't Preach out?
Papa Don't Preach was out, yeah. Same album.
So, yeah, they have no excuse. What did they think?
I don't know. Well, I mean, that's the thing, man. You know, I mean, it's because Pepsi's like, oh, we had Michael Jackson, you know, and we have Michael J. Fox. And then they have Cindy Crawford. Wasn't Cindy Crawford on Pepsi?
She was, I believe.
Like, oh, it'll be good to have Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Madonna circa Like a Prayer. That's not the Madonna you want. Maybe Borderline or Holiday Madonna. That would be better. You know, having a little holiday while you're drinking your Pepsi.
Vogue Madonna.
Vogue Madonna. Well, that's actually post. That's post living on a prayer. Good
right,
God. Like a Prayer.
But, you know, that could have worked.
Yeah.
They would have waited some years.
Oh, man. Hey, do you know that there is a movie coming out called Strike a Pose? And it catches up with the three main dancers that were focused on in Truth or Dare.
Oh, are they doing stuff, or are they just kind of?
Well, it reflects on the tour, on the Blonde Ambition tour, and then they say where they are now.
Oh.
I saw the trailer for it. It looks great. It's like the four guys, but the three major ones that they kind of really follow in Truth or Dare. That movie rules. All right. Let's see. 847 area code says, the Rolling Stones, I'll never be your beast of burden. Sounds like, I'll never leave your pizza burning. I'll never leave your pizza burning. That's another guy right there. Mick Jagger's another guy with misheard lyrics, you know. He's another. There's a lot of that. 815 area code. 45 years ago, my friend thought the Steppenwolf song was the Butcher Man, not the Pusher Man. That evil Butcher Man. Gonna get you, man. He's gonna get you hooked. Gonna get you hooked on meat.
Oh, I was thinking more he's gonna hook you.
Oh.
And then you'd be dangling.
And then, like,
on a meat
like,
hook.
Like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
Oh. So that song is told from the point of view of Leatherface.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he needs a voice, too.
He's got one. It's kind of like... He squeals. He squeals like a pig. Leatherface, he's a very nice man. I got to say, the final... Have you seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Esmeralda?
No. That 19... When did it come out? 70?
73.
I have seen clips of it.
Yeah.
It looks frightening.
It's one of the scariest movies ever made in the history of motion picture arts and sciences.
Yuck. No, thank
and it's,
you.
And it's a great movie. One of my favorite movies of all time. And it's got my favorite final shots in film history. Is just Leatherface dancing as the sun is rising with his chainsaw, spinning around with his buzzing chainsaw, screaming and dancing as the final girl gets away that he couldn't kill.
Do you think he was listening to Pusher Man?
He was probably listening to Saigon Kick. I understand Leatherface moved to Texas from Canada. That's what I understand. He was a big...
Maybe that's why he went nuts.
No more Saga. That'll drive you crazy. If you can't hear Saga, you become Leatherface. All right, we got the news coming up.
Oh, this is a man's world. But it would be nothing. Nothing without a woman or a girl.
Wow. 773 area code requested this cover of It's a Man's. That's Cher? Wow. I didn't know Cher covered that. Wow. All right. Is she on an aircraft carrier with her butt hanging out? I wasn't aware that she covered that, but that's Cher. All right. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, baby, two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about misheard lyrics right here. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your Tuesday morning. And we're going to get back to misheard lyrics coming up. We'd love to hear from you. We got a bunch of texts. I'll get to those and more. But now, Vic, your son, when he was 5, you busted him singing along to a song where he said it was eyeballs on a paper plate. What was it?
Eyeballs rolling around on a paper plate.
Eyeball rolling around on a paper plate.
Those are the words he sang. He believed with all his heart that's what the songwriter
now
intended.
Dan, we had many texters and listeners.
Yes.
Tell us.
All right. So the song they think it is a song by Sean Kingston. It's called Replay.
Okay.
And so.
Oh, man. I think that's what it is.
So who the hell is Sean Kingston?
Sean Kingston.
Replay.
Yeah, modern R&B rapper.
App singer. Rapper dude? Okay.
Yeah. So, in the premise of the song, he's in love, and so he's kind of like singing in his head because he's so happy, and he sings the words, na-na-na-na-na-na, like an iPod stuck on replay.
That is what it is.
So here we go. This is what it sounds like.
Oh, man. Na-na-na-na, every day's like my iPod
stuck on replay. That's it. That's definitely it.
Like eyeballs rolling on a paper plate. That's what he was singing. You guys are genius.
Okay, that was Catherine and 872 area codes.
Nailed it.
Sent in. That's Replay by Sean Kingston.
I'm calling Logan today, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
You're going to get to the bottom of it and say, what's going on with the eyeballs rolling around on a paper plate?
I might just call and leave that message.
Yeah, you should just play the song for him and go, here you go, dude.
Yep.
Did you enjoy this 10 years ago?
Thank you, WGN
or 6 years
listeners.
Ago? Yeah, that's Catherine. Catherine and some people from the 872 area code. Replay by Sean Kingston. All right. I would have never have gotten that because I'm just not hip anymore.
Neither would I. That's incredible.
I don't know. That was good, though. That was really good. All right, we got some more texts coming in. My daughter was listening to the song Hey Everybody by 5 Seconds of Summer. I don't know that song. What? Should I know that song? Is it recent?
They're like a One Direction knockoff.
5 Seconds of Summer?
Right. A little more rock, but yeah.
Hey, Everybody. My daughter was listening to it, and I swear she was singing the refrain, We Can All Get Laid. And I started to lose it at her. She had to show me the real lyrics where we could all get paid. Their diction needs to get better. Yeah, you don't want like a boy band going, hey, we can all get laid. Those aren't good lyrics for like the teeny bopper set. Hey, did you know when they showed Caddyshack on the on television the first time? When the first time they ever showed it on network TV, Caddyshack? You know at the end of the movie when Rodney goes, hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid. And then everybody starts cheering. Then they play the music and the movie ends. When they showed it on TV, they had an alternate take, and this is what Rodney says. Hey, everybody, we're all going to take a shower, and then everybody goes nuts. Like, what?
Why didn't they just change it to paid?
I have no idea. But they use like an alternate, you know, take. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a shower. Oh, yay! We're going to take a shower. Oh, it looks good on you, though. Oh. Let's see. 847 area code says, I thought Kodachrome was Chromosome for a while. Well, that song, that's another one. The Kodachrome by Paul Simon. That is a song that everybody mishears. All right, are you ready for this now from the Beatles, Esmeralda?
Oh, boy.
Now this
I'm
one,
prepared. I'm wearing my Beatles shirt.
You are wearing, yes, you're wearing a Beatles shirt. Okay. I want to hold your hand. Okay? And the lyric is, I want to hold your hand.
I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
Okay, so evidently, this might be an employee of Moo and Oink who misheard this. Because they think it's I Wanna Hold Your Ham.
I wanna
could hear it.
I could too.
I could hear it.
That's pretty cool, man.
I'm amazed. I mean, it would be very expensive, and you know, no one would probably at Apple be into it. But to, you know, loan that to, I don't know, who makes ham?
Arby's. They have a ham sandwich. You want to hold your ham?
I think that the Beatles, as a collective, would be big fans of Moon Oink, so I think they would be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Moon Oink!
Yeah, they would be into the that guy singing it.
Oh, absolutely.
But he would have to sing it.
Yeah. I want to hold your ham.
And be like, ham!
I want to hold you. As brother, have you ever seen Across the Universe?
Yes.
We've talked about this, haven't we?
I don't know. I have seen it. I did have, I kind of refused to watch it because I thought they were going to ruin the songs.
Oh, so you put it off, right?
Yeah, I put it off. I did finally watch it, and it was not bad.
I love it. I love that movie. I adore Across the Universe, and I think the versions of the songs, almost every one of them is great. And I bring this up because, do you remember the version of I Want to Hold Your Hand?
I do not.
It's with the girl who, it's the teenage, it's Prudence. It's the teenage, she's the young Asian girl who plays Prudence in the movie, and she's got a massive crush on one of the cheerleaders, and she's singing the very, very slow, like, heart-aching version of I Want to Hold Your Hand as she's walking through the football field and they're cheering. It's Dan, can you find that? It's just Across the Universe, I Want to Hold Your Hand. It is a beautiful version of the song, and within the context of the movie, heartbreaking. Like, that's one of my favorite scenes in the entire movie. It's like she's aching for this, she has a massive crush on this cheerleader, and she's singing it to her. It's high school, and she eventually runs away from home and ends up coming in through the bathroom window. And she stays in the closet, and they're trying to get her out of the closet. So they sing "Dear Prudence," "Won't You Come Out to Play." I love that movie so much, and I don't care. I love it. It made $1.10. I adore that movie. Is it available, Dan? God, I love this so much.
Now all I hear is ham.
Yeah, that's a really impassioned, heartbreaking plea to hold a ham.
She's really hungry.
She really wants
that ham sandwich.
She really wants some ham.
7373 makes a good note. Paul would reject it because he's a vegetarian.
Oh, he's a vegetarian. Yeah.
What about some seitan ham?
Yeah.
Fake ham.
Yeah. Ringo just doesn't care. Ringo, like, peace and love, peace and love. Ham, peace and ham.
I mean, they do cause each other, right? I mean, peace causes ham and ham causes peace.
Yeah, sure. And you want a piece of ham, don't you?
Did they serve that on the Titanic?
Yes, they did, yeah. Did you find out what was served on the Hindenburg?
No, but a lot of people pointed out it would have been worst, not hot dogs.
I love my listeners, man. I swear to God, I love them. Wouldn't be hot dog, man. It would be worst. Yeah. Historically. All right. We're going to take a break here, and we've got more misheard lyrics coming up. We want to hear from you. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Yeah. Another Cher cover. 773 area code share on Two for Tuesday. The sun ain't going to shine anymore. All right. Two for Tuesday, year. Right. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. We are playing some songs with misheard lyrics and taking your texts and calls about them. 312-981-7200. 773 area code says, the NXS song Suicide Blonde sounds like Super Salad Bar. Super Salad Bar. Okay. 563 area code says, towards the end of Springsteen's Downbound Train, he says, now I swing a sledgehammer on a railroad gang, and I always hear, now I swing it, now I sing a swing a sledgehammer, whoa, Rogaine. Springsteen doesn't need Rogaine, does he? Does he really? Is he balding?
You know, he went with that, like, shaved, close-cropped hair, and a lot of people think that's why.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, here's Ron on WGN. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's up?
Well, I started to text this, and I realized I couldn't do it justice. The song Can't Hold Us, we're driving along one day, and my wife is singing Ceiling Fan Holders. Because there's a line that says the ceiling can't hold us,
and she thought it was ceiling fan holders.
Yeah, and so then she stops and she's like, "What's a ceiling fan holder?" And my son is busting a gut. He's laughing so hard he can't tell her the line, and she's looking at me and she's like, "What's a ceiling fan holder?" I'm crying. I'm crying. I have to pull over. She's like, "I don't get it. What's a ceiling fan holder? What's a ceiling?" You know. So finally, my son catches his breath and he's like, "Mom, it's the ceiling fan can't, or, you know, the ceiling can't hold us." And then, you know, of course, now it's the family joke. Anytime the song comes
on,
course. We all sing.
Well, okay, and that's Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah, can't hold us. The ceiling fan, well, what did she think it was? The ceiling fan holders?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
There we go.
So, in the market for some ceiling fan holders.
Yeah, I think you could find those at Menards. I think there's a whole aisle at Menards dedicated to ceiling fan holders.
I think she's getting those for Christmas.
All right, Ron, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Now, that happens to be on this list here, and but they say that they here's the lyric.
So we put our hands up like the ceiling can hold us, like the ceiling can.
Okay, so they think the misheard lyrics here is like silly can holders. So like, you got your arms up and you're holding a couple of cans because you're a silly can holder. See?
So we put our hands up like the ceiling can hold us. Like the ceiling can hold us.
There we go. Those silly can holders.
You're a silly can holder. You are a silly can holder, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Oh, man. How about this one? Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi. The lyric is, they've paved paradise and put up a parking lot.
You don't know what you got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Okay. So that's... they paved paradise and put up a parking lot, but the misheard lyric is, they paid a pair of guys to put up a parking lot. So they paid a couple of guys. You guys, we'll give you $20. Put up a parking lot, will you? Let's hear it.
You don't know what you got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Yeah, it still makes sense.
It does.
It still works within the songs.
Yeah, just you paid a pair of guys to put up a parking lot. Hey, didn't that idiot who slept with everybody on Friends cover that song? Who's that idiot?
Yes, Duritz.
Yeah, he covered it, right?
Yes, I believe for a soundtrack of something.
God. And he slept with everybody on Friends, didn't he?
Yes. Well, I mean, you should know.
Everybody but Ron Liebman. He slept with everybody but Ron Liebman. Because Ron Liebman would have none of it. Esmeralda, is that guy attractive?
No.
Okay.
Adam Duritz?
No, yeah. Blech.
I can't. I don't like dreads.
Yeah.
I do not understand why and why he's still. I thought.
Have
I
you
heard,
seen him? I just saw him. Like.
Does he not have dreads anymore?
No, he still does. He looks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Blech. I thought I had read somewhere that it said that they were fake.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's like
by
a
that.
Wig thing.
Knowing that guy, his, you know. Now, that's not that they didn't do the.
No.
That was Crash Test Dummies, right?
Correct. Also from Canada.
Oh, they're from Canada, too? Ooh. Oh. Well, they're going to want to go on that Saga tour that we're putting together. You know, if you do that song at karaoke, they actually do put the lyrics up on the screen.
Well, you have to know how many mms to do. I think it's mm.
Yeah, isn't it called the mm-mm song
yeah.
or something?
Well, you keep saying hmm.
I don't know, who cares? Yeah, you know why?
Because
I misheard the lyric. I misheard mm for hmm.
Changes it completely.
It's the whole song changes. It is such a complex song, too. They were out around the same time, right? I'm right to get those guys kind of mixed up. Because weren't they like it was...
Is one bald, though?
No, they both have... God and wife explain, I've been always just being there. Oh, God. I am now behind the bar at Ginger's Ale House telling people to turn this crap down. Oh, my God.
They're still going, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
In Canada, they've been playing a bunch of shows.
Sure, they're opening for Saga. What, wow, man, that really, I mean, seriously, that's a song that brings me right back to Ginger's Ale House, mid-90s, I'm telling you. Man, oh, man. That, and you know what else? I'll tell you something else. That damn Commitment soundtrack. I'm telling you. And I love that movie. I adore that movie. God, that soundtrack. Oh, my God. If I heard Mustang Sally less than 50 times a night, it would be a surprise. Ugh. Mustang Sally! I'm like, oh, God, again? Really?
Ugh. Did you have any control over the jukebox?
I had a skip button.
There you go. I had my coworker, he hated Elton John's Tiny Dancer. So anytime he heard those first piano keys, he would run over and skip it and then give them money and be like, play something else.
Oh, I had done that before. I had done that before. Oddly enough, speaking of Tiny Dancer, we'll be hearing the misheard lyric on that one a little bit later on. That's sort of one of the classic misheard lyrics is from Tiny Dancer. How about this? Paul Young. You guys don't remember Paul Young at all, do you?
No.
Every time you go away? Oh, man, I loved Paul Young. I went to go see him live twice. I went once with Hey Listen. Every time you go away, you take a little piece. You take a piece of me with you is the lyric. Every time you go away, you take a piece of me with you. The misheard lyric is every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you.
Who doesn't?
Well, sure, if you want to hold someone's ham, then you want to take a piece of meat with you. It only makes sense. Every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you. Paul Young was great. He was truly great. He had a magnificent voice. Do you know who wrote that song? Here's a little piece of trivials for you. Dan, do you know who wrote that song?
I am unfamiliar.
Every time you go away. Esmeralda, you know the song now. When you heard it, you know the song, right?
Yeah, I know that song.
Okay, do you know who wrote it?
No.
Mr. Daryl Hall.
I could see that.
Yeah, and they covered it. Well, it's not really a cover because he wrote the damn song. But Paul Young was the one who had the hit with it. So, but yeah, Daryl Hall wrote that. And you can hear that. You know what I mean? Like, you could absolutely hear that in the song, that that's a Daryl Hall song. And then the last one on this page here is Jim Croce, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. It's Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong and meaner than a junkyard dog is the actual lyric.
And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog.
All right. The misheard lyrics is that it's fat, fat Leroy Brown, the fattest man in the whole damn town, fatter than old King Kong and meaner than a junkyard dog.
And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town, better than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog.
Yeah. There you go. You know why he's so fat? Because he keeps holding hams and taking meat. That's why he's fat. We're learning lessons. It's all connected. All right, the news is next, and we'll do some more misheard lyrics coming up. Wow. Okay. Jay requesting Julian Lennon. Too Late for Goodbyes. I like Julian Lennon.
He had another song. Pebbles he, Beach something.
He had, I think, two relatively known songs off of his first album. But it's the second album that I like that no one bought. I'm trying to remember. What did you say it was? Pebbles?
Sitting by the river. Sitting on the pebbles by the river playing guitar.
Oh, yeah. That's the second single off of this album.
Okay.
it's a ballad. And I can't remember the name of it now.
Find out in about 18 minutes.
You find out in about 18 minutes, Vic, when our next Two for Tuesday section is played.
Oh, nice.
So there you go. That'll be the song. He had a second album called the see if you can, Dan, if you can kind of confirm it, The Secret Life of Daydreams or something like that it was called.
Secret Value of Daydreams.
Great album. Great album. It was the follow-up to his first album, but everybody hated that record. I prefer the second one to the first one. I love that record. I love that album. And I'm friends with him on Facebook with Julian Lennon. I like Julian Lennon.
We're birthday twins.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
April 8th.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You let him know next time you
I will.
With
next
him.
Time I talk with Julian Lennon, I'll let him know that.
You just drop my name. He knows
me. He knows who you are.
Yeah.
Do I have to just say Nezzy?
Yeah.
I thought it was Merle with Julian.
Merle. Is it Merle with the.
with Julian Lennon?
With Julian Lennon, it's Merle.
Oh, yeah, we go way back.
You go way back. That Secret Life of. The Secret Value of Daydream, there's one song on it that's going to drive me nuts now. I think it was the first video off of that album that I just thought was great, and I can't remember it now.
Was that great?
He caught a lot of flack when it came out. I remember he caught a lot of flack, one, because he looks exactly like his dad, and because like his music was kind of poppy and it wasn't like John Lennon. So just by virtue of the fact that he's John Lennon's son, he looks exactly like him, but he didn't record Imagine. People were like, this guy sucks.
Oh, boy.
The three singles from The Secret Value of Daydreaming were Stick Around, This Is My Day, and Want Your Body.
Those titles.
Gross. I don't know why. I feel disgusted. I'm like, ugh.
Those titles are not. That not ringing any kind of bells for me.
Stick Around video. The video featured Jamie Gertz, Michael J. Fox, Martin Cove, and Joe Piscopo.
Martin Cove is in the video? You know who Martin Cove is?
I like how you picked that one.
I know who Jamie Gertz is.
Yeah, I told Dan a pretty interesting story involving Jamie Gertz. No, you know who Martin Cove is?
No, who is that?
Have you seen Karate Kid?
Yeah.
Sweep the leg.
Oh, the king.
Yeah, he's the king. Martin Cove rules, man. Cobra Kai. Sweep the leg.
Yeah, okay.
He's the king.
All right.
He's in Rambo, man. Come on. Don't even mess around with Martin Cove. What the hell is he doing in the Julian Lennon video? Why do I not remember that?
He's sweeping legs.
He's that's what he does, man. Don't do that in my dojo. Martin Cove rules, man. What's the video? Why? I don't
know. So I'm fast forwarding through it right now. So it seems like at the beginning, Jamie Gertz left Julian over some fight.
That makes
Martin Cove is his friend, and then may have stole Julian's girlfriend.
Yeah, makes sense.
See, of course, because he swept the leg. What is it? What does it sound like? Can you give me a little?
Apparently, it's all instrumental.
This is the song. Yes, this is the song. Yeah, this is the song. I love this song. I didn't. I can't believe Martin Cove was in the video. How do I not remember that? Because it was 35 years ago. That's why.
You remember Michael J. Fox bringing over four women dressed in bikinis, along with their dogs.
Wait, what?
Michael J. Fox just came in and brought dogs and women.
Okay. I mean, that'll cheer you up.
They just took Polaroids.
That's the no. This is the song. This song rules. This song rules. I'm telling you, it does.
Apparently, I earned Jamie Gertz back because she's back now.
Oh. So where's Martin Cove? Poor guy. He always gets screwed. Poor Martin Cove.
He went away with Julian's girlfriend.
Yeah.
No.
Did Julian then reject her and go, I have dogs and naked ladies.
I have Michael J. Fox and a bunch of dogs in my kitchen.
I don't need you, Jamie Gertz.
Wow. He didn't pick that song for Two for Tuesday?
No.
What the hell is wrong with this listener? Jay, what's wrong with you?
Maybe he just couldn't wait till Triple Play Thursday.
That's what it is. Triple Play Thursday, and then you get to hear Stick Around by Julian Lennon. Now I got to watch the video. I mean, I'm going to do that when I get home. I'm going to watch the damn video. Martin Cove, man.
Wearing a Yankees jersey as he steals the girlfriend.
Of course. That's an appropriate jerk jersey. Of course you're a jerk if you have a Yankees jersey on. All right. Are you ready for some of the classic misheard lyrics? These are the classics.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Right. Kiss this guy.
Yeah.
Were you a little... You're a little underwhelmed by that?
I hear it, but I'm like, oh, it's Sky. I hear Sky. Okay. Come on, everybody. Right.
What about this one? There's a bathroom on the right. There's a bathroom on the right.
Oh, bathroom.
Yeah. You don't hear that?
I heard the right part.
Well, it's Bad Moon on the Rise, obviously.
Right.
But
well, no, I heard on the right.
There's a bad moon on the right.
Just in case you got to pee.
Right. He's just giving you a tour of his home.
Hey, yeah.
It's a bathroom on the right.
It's a bathroom on the right.
Down the hall.
The kitchen, dogs, girls, and Michael J. Fox, they hang out there. Martin Cove is in the den.
Mm, sweeping the leg.
Sweeping legs. All right, here's the one we mentioned earlier, and this is another classic.
On the close up, Tony Danza.
Yeah. Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
I'm amazed no one's made a video where they're just holding
Tony Danza.
Tony Danza's holding people.
Well, there is a meme, right?
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure there are. I've seen one.
Tony Danza holding people?
No, of Tony Danza holding Elton John.
Oh.
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 All right, how about this one? We will rock you, kicking your can all over the place is the lyric.
Kicking your can all over the place.
People here kicking your cat all over the place.
Whoa.
That's not good.
It's just so mean.
Kicking your cat all over the place.
You're like, we've beaten you, and now we're going to kick your cat all over the place, too.
Kick your cat all over the place. I'm sorry, I don't see Freddie Mercury kicking cats.
No.
Do not see that at all.
That's just mean.
Yeah. Freddie Mercury was not mean.
He's already beat you.
That's right.
He's not going to kick your cat.
He's just going to rock you. That's what he's going to
do. Exactly.
All right. Bon Jovi. Living on a Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
The lyric is, it doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. What do you think, people here?
Is it, it doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not?
Doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not. Oh, wrong button. See, this is located right next to my CD cue button. So I wanted to press this button. That would have been a mistake.
It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not.
Yeah, I can hear that.
It doesn't. It doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't.
It does with Bon Jovi.
Good old Jovi.
Bon Giovanni. Or what was
Bon Giovanni.
Is that his name?
Bon Giovanni. Good Italian boy. You know, those commercials where he goes talking and singing about going back in time. Those damn...
Oh, the new ones?
Oh, God, I can't stand him.
I'm just amazed how great he is.
Well, he is like 60.
But he let himself go like the true gentleman that he is.
Oh, come on. Let's not get into this Bon Jovi thing again. Can we not?
Mary?
Yeah, Mary's here too. Mary, the president of the Bon Jovi fan club, is in the house.
Don't start dissing Bon Jovi now. First thing in the morning, come on.
First thing in the morning, I don't need somebody. Haven't had my coffee yet. The last thing I need is somebody talking bad about Jovi.
Really?
Man.
I'm sorry. I'm still completely baffled by the sudden love of Bon Jovi. I just don't understand
it. It's not sudden.
It's not sudden.
It's been at least 30
years.
Been
with me for, yeah, at least 35.
I don't want to get into this and open up an entire can of worms. And then I just want to hold your ham. I don't care. I don't care anymore. It doesn't even matter if we're naked or not. Right, Jovi?
As long as you give me a piece of that meat.
That's right. Hello. All right. That's, by the way, straight out of context, every Friday morning right here on WGN at 4:44, you might want to mark that one down for this week straight out of context. And but it was a millisecond after it left your mouth.
Like,
seriously.
Oh, no.
As it came out of your mouth, you went, oh, damn it. You know?
Trying to be so clever.
No, you hate when that, don't you hate when that happens now? Just you say something, you go, darn it. Oh, man. You can talk. Now you're going to be all quiet. It's the last thing that I want.
It should be an interesting traffic report.
Yes.
Are they playing Crash Test Dummies again?
Yeah. Exactly.
Roads are busy.
All right.
You know there's something wrong. 'Cause I felt it all along.
Right. This is Valotte is the name of this song. It's V-A-L-O-T-T-E, Valotte.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Might be the lady's name. I'm not sure. But that's the song that Vic was thinking of, the Julian Lennon song that Jay requested. He should have requested the damn song with Martin Cove. Have you seen Karate Kid 3?
The one with Hilary Swank?
No, that's the next Karate Kid.
Oh. No.
Karate Kid 3?
No.
Oh, you got to see Karate Kid 3. It's magnificent.
So wait, what? So it's 3 and then the next Karate Kid?
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
Because it's the Karate Kid 2, they go to Japan. Karate Kid 3 takes place in L.A., and it's Robin Lively, I believe, is the love interest in that movie. Blake Lively's niece?
Of Teen Witch?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, they're not related.
Yeah, they're like, they're not, are they sisters? Yeah, they're sisters.
So, yeah.
Robin's the older sister, obviously. I think it's Robin Lively. Dan, can you look up Karate Kid Part 3? But the greatest performance in that movie, first of all, Martin Cove is in it.
Okay.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
And he's even teamed up with a badder guy.
Oh, no.
In this one. Played by Thomas Ian Griffith. One of the greatest villains ever in the history of film. Is Thomas Ian Griffith in Karate Kid Part 3. It's ridiculous. And him and Martin Cove team up. beautiful.
They just sweep in both legs?
They're just sweeping everything.
Robin Lively is also, yes.
It is Robin Lively. She's like the romantic interest.
Mm.
I remember there's a scene where she makes macaroni and cheese for Daniel.
Kraft macaroni?
No, her own mac and cheese.
Oh.
Or maybe he makes it for her. No, he makes it for her.
Oh, okay.
It's his specialty.
That's very...
It's Daniel. Danielson's specialty.
That's very sweet.
But anyway, so Thomas Ian Griffith and Martin Cove are the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see it just for them. Thomas Ian Griffith is hysterical as the bad guy. He, like, earns Daniel's trust.
Oh,
you know,
no.
And starts training him. And then you realize he's a bad guy and he's teamed up with Martin Cove.
No, not one of those.
They go to the dojo and he sees Martin Cove there and he starts going, because he's been betrayed by Thomas Ian Griffith. And he's got like his hair is slicked back. He's got a pony, like a bad ponytail. Thomas
Ian Griffith. You can't trust bad ponytails.
You couldn't trust this guy as far as you can spit. So at one point, like, Martin Cove comes out and Daniel like freaks out.
Mm-hmm.
And like I can't remember, a shelf gets knocked over and a couple of buckets of white paint fall on Thomas Ian Griffith.
Sure.
And Martin Cove. And then they just, like, Daniel is freaking out because he sees Martin Cove, this bastard from the past,
mm-hmm.
bad guy who's done horrible things to him and swept all kinds of legs. And he's all, like, freaking out. And then they just start laughing maniacally, covered in white paint. I'm telling you, you got to see this movie. You have to see this movie. It's a piece of crap, but it's magnificent.
It was on Stars this past weekend.
Have you seen it, Dan?
I did not catch up with it.
It's fantastic. It's terrible. But I watch it every time it's on cable. I saw it in the theater. Me and Oaken went like 5 times to see it in the theater. Oh, my God. Because he earns his trust. Danielson, like, oh, no. And, you know, Pat Morita's like, you shouldn't hang out with this guy. I don't trust him.
Right.
Because Miyagi knows what's going on. Miyagi's
really
not an idiot. So Miyagi's like, no, I don't hang out with Ponytail Man. This is bad. And then, like, he has to go crawling back to Mr. Miyagi. Because he, like, shuns Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
No, this is my new teacher. You go catch flies with chopsticks. I'm hanging out with Ponytail Dude.
Come on, Danielson.
We're going to sweep legs. I'm not painting any more fences or waxing any more cars, pal. And then, of course, he has to go crawling back. It's awesome. Karate Kid 3, really seriously, one of the best worst movies ever. Oh. All right, how about this one? Johnny Nash, I Can See Clearly Now. We talked about this. Is actually one of my favorites, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the best ones. We're going back to some of the classic ones here. Yeah, I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone. But now, mm-hmm. you remember what we did?
No,
I saw her face.
Oh.
Now I'm a believer.
Okay, no. I jumped ahead. That obviously was the Monkees. And they say that I saw her face, now I'm going to leave her.
Aww. They wouldn't do that.
No, the Monkees would never leave you.
No.
And they wouldn't take a piece of meat if they did. All right. Anyway, here's Johnny Nash. I Can See Clearly Now. The Rain Is Gone. Here we go.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
You remember this one? You totally remember this one, right?
Yes, Lorraine is gone.
Lorraine is gone.
Aw.
Lorraine's been messing up my life for a long time. Johnny Nash is like, I don't need Lorraine around anymore.
She was bad news.
And then she left, and...
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
It's going to be a bright...
Yeah, bright sunshiny day. Because that damn Lorraine, gone. All right. Let's see. 312 area code. A roommate heard Springsteen's 10th Avenue freeze out as, tell Thelma it's freezing out.
I like that one.
That's good, man. Sean in Wisconsin says, brown-eyed girl. A friend of mine thought the first line, hey, Rodrigo, asked her, who the hell is Rodrigo? Gretchen said, there's a misheard lyric that everyone gets wrong. I think it's, you had one eye in the mirror and watched yourself go by. What is this?
Is that you're so vain?
It's actually, oh, yeah. It's actually, you've watched yourself
mm-hmm.
gavotte?
What?
That is the correct lyric. I looked it up.
Yeah.
What's gavotte mean?
G-A-V-O-T-T-E. My husband is the only person I know who's ever gotten it right. This one I get. This one is one that I've misheard as well. Kathy says, "It's All Right Now" by Free. The line is, "Let's move before they raise the parking rate."
That's smart thinking.
And I've always heard, "Let's move before they raise the effing rent." And that's absolutely.
Wait, so which one's the right one?
Parking rate.
Oh.
And
I thought that was the misheard. I was like,
no.
Okay.
No, the misheard is the effing rent.
And that sounds better.
Oh, it does. It makes more sense, too. So, hey, let's find out what's happening on the opening bell in a couple of minutes with Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Hey there. How are you?
All right.
Hey, remember we told you about that Brexit thing that happened a few weeks ago?
Yeah, and, vaguely.
People thought it had gone away. It has not, believe it or not. It's already rearing its ugly head in the airline industry. We're going to talk to an expert who says airlines are already making plans to slash flights to the UK because of this. And we will, United is one of them. We'll talk to him coming up next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
So Neil Diamond's Forever in Blue Jeans, I always thought was Reverend Blue Jeans. Like he's a hip reverend, man.
He wears blue jeans and
hanging out with the kids.
Talks about Jesus.
Gonna, hey.
Cool guy named Jesus.
I'm the cool reverend, man. Look at my blue jeans.
I'm hip with you kids. Are you hip with the man upstairs?
Yeah. He wears jeans too, man. God's cool. All right. How about this one? We built this city. We built this city on logs and coal.
I think we did.
Mm-hmm.
And then it burnt down.
That's right.
So.
finally.
A year has passed since I wrote my note.
Right. That's it. A year has passed since I wrote my note is the lyric. But people have misheard it. A year has passed since I broke my nose.
Yeah. A year has passed since I wrote my note.
Broke my nose.
Poor guy still hasn't gotten it fixed.
Oh,
poor Sting and his busted schnoz.
It's going to stay that way.
Oh. Anyway. All right. Well, those are some misheard lyrics. Those were the classic ones. We saved those for last.
Those are good, though.
Because those were, we talked about those, but they're always the ones, the classic ones that you go back to. All right. Hey, Esmeralda. Hey. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wild Card Wednesday and the insane Ted Raimi.
I'm excited.
Is going to join us. New cast member of Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Very good.
It's going to be cool. All right, we'll take a break. Be back right after this.